Yes, yes. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Grapevine. I'm your host, Manan Sabir, and we are back in the building. I'm so happy to be here. We are, man, this has been a lot, man. Coming in, coming out, coming in, coming out. I had to run and grab a little coffee. So Milwaukee, let me ask you something before we even get started. Who owns the dirt under your feet? Not the deed, not the paperwork, but who actually controls whether that dirt grows something that feeds your family or sits empty while you drive 20 minutes for a bag of lettuce? 20 minutes, though. Imagine that, like leaving your house and you say, or you waking up and you saying, man, you know what? I need to go grocery shopping. Need to get this bag of lettuce. And then all of a sudden, you recognize that the drive is not what it seems. It's a ways away. So you're trying to get that bag of lettuce for that soiree that you're about to host at your house. You got the gold line cups, all of that, and then you have to drive 20 minutes for that bag of lettuce, drive through traffic, Milwaukee traffic at that. So today, that's the whole show. Same question, different skills. And we're starting at the grocery aisle. I'm picking up this topic again. Mayor Mamdani up in New York City. New York City is opening up a city-owned grocery stores. One in particular, they're getting started in East Harlem. And it's government-backed. It's lower prices, no corporate markup. And I'm going to try to show you how cities do it. Cities smaller than us, cheaper than us, less resourced than us. Because we got some resources here in Milwaukee. And they're already doing this right here. Madison, 60 minutes away from about an hour from us, up the road, already riding their lease. Then we go on backwards, back up into our own Wisconsin dirt. Because before there was a Milwaukee food desert, there was a black farming settlement in this state with 150 families feeding themselves off of co-op and calloused hands. Co-opt and calloused hands. They were bartering, using a lot of barter systems to feed each other. And that history is buried. And today we're going to dig it up. We got to dig it up. I think there's also a community. Did y'all know that there was a community? Milwaukee has a community we had a community in the 30s that owned a lake and also lake houses around that community in the 30s. Forgot the name of the, I think it's called Lake Ivanhoe. So if you know about Lake Ivanhoe, Lake Ivanhoe is in, let's see, Lake Ivanhoe is in Lake Ivanhoe, Wisconsin. No. Yep. I think it's Wisconsin. Yeah. Yep. So it was Lake Ivanhoe. It's in Walworth County, located 5 miles east of Lake Geneva. It's historically significant as the first black-founded resort community in the state, established in 1926 by middle-class, we still using that class thing, but middle-class African-American families seeking a safe vacation haven away from segregation. Yep. Founded by Chicagoans Jeremiah Brumfield, Frank Anglin, and Bradford Watson, the community served as a Midwestern mecca for black vacationers. It previously boasted a music pavilion where legendary artists like Cab Calloway performed. Today, the area features street names honoring famous African-American figures and has been officially recognized with the Wisconsin Historical Society marker. Man, this is fantastic. This is fantastic. It was Black-owned, Black-founded. It was a resort community, and it was a safe haven from so for Black families who could vacation and who could afford a vacation and enjoy the outdoors free from the Jim Crow discrimination. So this is, if we're going to talk about Black farming, we can also talk about how Black land ownership is a part of this particular system. It is. If you look at how we wanted to not be restricted by living in sundown towns, we had to seek out places in, like what we did in Wisconsin, and, you know, build out what we need to build out in order for us not to be discriminated against. I love that. I love that. And then we're crossing some sad news real quick, because we got to hold Jade Reiser's name in our mouths before anything else today. 9 years old, gone. We're going to talk about that with the respect it deserves. This is not the end of this particular conversation nor topic. And then we're going to cross an entire ocean. We're going to talk about Burkina Faso, what they just told France, their old colonizer. They told them to get out. And I want Milwaukee asking today, what would it look like if we said to whatever's been colonizing our opportunity in this city, land, legacy, liberation, same rope, three different knots. We need to pull on it together. This is the own the land, own the plate segment. We have to own the land, and we gotta own the plate. The moment we start, we can't just ask for equality. We have to build the equity also. Let's build our own table. That's how we even the competition, because one group made it a competition, and we have to even the playing field by equity. So before anything else, I need to say a name. Jade Reiser, 9 years old, shot July 2nd near Burleigh and Richards on the north side of Milwaukee. She passed away days later from her injuries. And man, her mother described her as bright, creative, loved painting her nails, making TikToks, dancing, doing stuff with her sisters, just a regular 9-year-old. Like whatever a 9-year-old can do, being 9 years old, a 9-year-old little girl, she does. That's who she was, like 9 years old. So doing regular 9-year-old things until she wasn't safe from doing 9-year-old things. So no arrests have been made. The investigation is still pending. If you guys know anything, and people know stuff, people talk. If you know anything, this is the age, this literally is the age of over-communication. So somebody knows something. Talk to the Crime Stoppers, talk to the, you know, MPD. Talk straight up. It's okay. Talk. You can do an anonymous tip, send a kite through from a pigeon. Whatever you got to do, give that person up. That person does not need, whoever it is, that person does not need to be on the streets. And they also we need to hear from them. Yo, we need to hear from you. Not on the radio, but at the police station. We got to hear from you. Turn yourself in. She's the fourth young gunshot victim this city has seen in recent weeks or a couple of months. She's the fourth one, Jade Reiser. So that's not one tragedy. That's a pattern. And we owe her our conversation around this. We owe her our spirit. Don't just our spirit to help her. We owe her more shows and the rest of the young kids that have been killed by senseless acts of violence. We owe her family. We owe her sisters. We owe her mother, her dad. And as we move through the rest of this show, we want to carry her with us. We do not want to leave her behind. We have a young girl who was killed by someone who was reckless. Reckless. Like out of order. And they are on the streets somewhere in wherever. And they don't need to be on the streets. Man, I'm livid and I'm trying to contain myself. I'm real livid. Because these dudes run around with guns, weapons of mass destruction, don't know where they are shooting these bullets. We don't know the situation. Definitely could have been whatever, anything. But you're taking out a young life that don't even know you, and you don't know that person. Turn yourself in. Just let it go. Like, own up to it. That's your level. If you got a high level of accountability as a thug, as a gun toting, whatever you are, whatever you want to call yourself, if you want to call yourself that, call it what it is. But be it. If you a gangster, be a gangster. Turn yourself in. Own up to it. I did it. Say it. But you run. Man. Straight up. Running. But you don't run from no fight. Man. When we come back, we're going to keep her name. We're going to keep Jade Reiser's name in our spirits and our hearts. We'll come back. We're going to talk about the city-owned groceries and Wisconsin's buried legacy when we come back in two. Welcome back to the Grapevine. Welcome back to the Grapevine. We're talking about city-owned grocery stores and Wisconsin buried legacy. That's right. I'm your host, Manon Sabir. You're on the award-winning Truth 101.7 Radio. And before we begin, I'm going to remind y'all to take Jade Reiser, 9-year-old, shot in Milwaukee on July 7th. Take her, keep her in your spirit, your prayers. She was shot and killed, and we need to pass the word along to bring the person who shot this little girl. We need to bring that person to justice, straight up. That person does not need to be on the street at all. Not one bit of that person needs to be anywhere near the street. So if we are going to do anything else before we begin, say a prayer for that young little girl, 9 years old. Last thing she told her sister was something is wrong. So she's hurt. This needs to stop. This needs to stop. Shout out to Reggie and David, Reggie Moore, David Muhammad. Y'all putting in that work. I shout out to you guys. David Muhammad just organized pop-ups. We got the Interrupters on the street. Man, this is, you know, Milwaukee just got a 30% crime reduction. So we're doing the work. The work is going on. The work is happening, taking people off the streets. People are getting employed in many different forms and through many different employers. They're becoming employees. People are coming off the streets. Drugs are stopping a little bit. So it's happening. But we got to keep on going. This type of stuff has to stop. If you are a friend of whoever, if you are a friend of this person, whoever did this thing, turn that person in. Straight up. Turn them in. I don't believe in especially this. Snitches get stitches and all that other good, those quotes, that got to stop. That has to stop. If you're going to do anything, turn, if it's your brother, if it's your son, if it's your nephew, whoever it is, if it's, I don't even know if it's a dude anymore. Girl shooting too. Turn that person in. Shout out to Muhib. Shout out to Kwa. Y'all are putting in the work. Shout out to Ajumu. Everybody. Shout out to all the ladies. Everybody who's putting in the work. TLE. Everybody. Shout out to everybody who's putting in the work in this community. You guys are blessed, highly favored, and we need to continue to highlight you all, but also this work needs to continue. We can't stop. 9-year-old Jay Riser. Here's what I think. Honestly, if y'all got a beef, I need somebody to take a bus. Take a bus and outfit the bus or a Mack truck. Put some lights in the Mack truck. Pad the Mack truck. Y'all got a beef. Let's put this beef in, like, it should be a mobile beef truck. Like, it should be a mobile beef truck. So if somebody got a beef, this truck pulls up. These people put on some gloves. They put on a helmet. And they fight it out. If you got a beef, just fight it out. That's what we used to do. That's what we used to do. We used to fight it out. If you got a beef, put the gloves on. You ain't got to go to the King Center. I'm not saying not. Shout out to the King Center too. Shout out to all the facilities. But if you have a beef, just let the gloves handle it right there in the mobile beef truck. We don't need no. We got one guy about 6'6", you know, 300 pounds. He UFC dude, whatever, boxer, he's the ref. And these, you know, people can fight like wet noodles inside the mobile beef truck. And then the beef is over. And then if they want to fight again, if people talking, they do it again. Closed doors, nobody invited, they just fight. Cause this type of work is what the kids say, diabolical. You crashing out over somebody's rumors or whatever. You got to stop. You have to stop. I'm getting tired of it. Everybody in Milwaukee is tired of it. This is where we going. I got to switch topics, man. All right, let's get into it. So Mayor Mamdani, the New York mayor, he has a plan. And this all ties in. Before I go into this plan, I talked to one of my relatives. I asked one of my relatives, this is the crazy part. I asked one of my relatives, like, why is he doing whatever he was doing on the street? We walking through a grocery store. And he says that, I'm hungry out here. I'm like, how you hungry when I'm buying groceries for you? He was like, not that type of hungry. He was like, I'm hungry, like trying to make something, trying to do something, and I couldn't wrap my head around it for a really long time, but I understand. But it ain't that much hunger in the world to take somebody's life. And I'm not saying this relative did this a long time ago. I'm saying somebody's relative did, and you got to take that person off the street. That's all I got to say. But according to these groceries, if you are hungry, if you putting in the wrong foods in your body, things will mess up in your head. That's your body brain connection is closely related. If your body ain't working correctly, your brain ain't working. Your brain ain't working correctly, your body's not gonna work. So Mayor Mamdani in New York City, here's exactly how his plan works. And I'm not gonna oversimplify it. The city owns the land. Because y'all remember that all these grocery stores closed down here in Milwaukee. This is what they're doing. The city owns the land. They waive the rent. They waive property taxes. A private operator runs the day-to-day operations. But they're locked in by contract. And they have to pass those savings. They pass those savings straight to you on basic groceries, eggs, bread, you name it, basic groceries, whatever they are. So they're cheaper on purpose. Now is that government owned or government subsidized? Semantics, they kind of matter here. But less than this, their first store in the Bronx opens up in 2027. Their second store is slated to open up in East Harlem. That's years from now. Couple years from now, in the richest city in the country with a real budget behind it. It's a slow rollout. It's a real slow rollout. It's a really slow rollout. However, it is working. It is for them, it works. Even when the will is there, it's going to work for them. So where would a city-backed grocery store need to go first in Milwaukee to actually matter? Not symbolically, actually matter. Actually change somebody's Tuesday. The phone line's open because I want to know, where would you put the first city-owned grocery store? Now, we don't have the same budget as New York, but we could. We could have the same budget. I don't know. I want to know, where would this first city-owned grocery store go? Where would it go? We need to find out. Y'all got the answers. I ain't got the answers. I'm gonna try to lead the charge, but y'all got the answers. The power is with the community, because y'all can make something happen. It ain't just with voting. Y'all need to make it happen. 833-212-1017. 833-212-1017. We do not have enough grocery stores. Y'all think about it. Not everybody. We do not have enough grocery stores. Straight up. 833-212-1017. You can text us. You can call us. Even wherever you are, in every city is featuring the decapitation. The decapitalization, the disinvestment of grocery stores in their neighborhoods. This is very, very serious. And we're going to tackle it in two when we come back on the Grapevine. Let's pick these grapes.
You didn't think we can do it again. Twista, Kanye West, from Pope Pippin to Poppin' Tags, from Champions to Slow Jam.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes. Welcome back. And we're talking about right now, Jade Riser. Keep her in your memory and your prayers. Young girl killed in Milwaukee on Richards Street, July 2nd. Keep her in your prayers. We're gonna continue to name her throughout the show, because she deserves our prayers, our love. Her family deserves our prayer and our love. Matter of fact, they're looking for funds to make sure that they are able to survive this tragic time. So if you can reach out to them, I don't know where to find them, but man, somebody can call in and let us know where where we can find them, man, I will be more than happy to drop the information right here on the radio, so it can live at least for, you know, a number of years. So I'm excited because we're also talking about grocery stores. We're continuing the conversation from yesterday. I think that this is a great, great time to talk about it, especially during the summertime, because we're going to go into, especially in Wisconsin, we're going to go into colder months in another 3 months, and we need to figure this thing out eventually. We need to figure out where are we going to put grocery stores. Hey, Zach, can we pull up that clip real quick?
In New York City, Mayor-elect and Bowdoin College grad Zohran Mamdani is proposing a plan to open 5 city-owned grocery stores. The idea is to lower cost for people with limited access to supermarkets. As Lee Waldman reports, while this concept might sound novel, it has been done before.
It's being pitched as a pilot. So I think the idea is that it'll be tested, and then if it works, it might be expanded.
Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani has proposed launching city-owned grocery stores as a way to tackle New York City's affordability crisis, one in every borough.
Professor Nevin Cohen of the Urban Food Policy Institute at the City University of New York explains military personnel, their families, and some veterans already shop at publicly owned grocery stores.
Actually, Donald Trump runs 240 public supermarkets across the world at military bases. The Department of Defense in North America has 177 public grocery stores that are operating. Those public markets that the Defense Department runs can sell food at prices 15% to 25% below market.
Critics of the plan say that it would create an uneven playing field for privately owned and operated grocery stores. In a statement, the CEO of the Food Industry Alliance of New York said, quote, "This proposal seemingly could use taxes paid by businesses and use that money to compete against said business, which is an alarming precedent to set." Cohen isn't moved and thinks Mamdani's plan could serve as a model for other cities.
I think that's complete hyperbole. New York isn't the only city with a large percentage of its population food insecure and high costs of living, rent, childcare, transportation. And I think other cities will look to New York as a model.
In New York, I'm Lee Waldman.
Right on. Thank you, Zach. Listen, it's not foolproof, but as you see, Donald Trump has an investment in public or in privately owned. He's privately owning military grocery stores.
I love the poorly educated.
I love it. He loves the poorly educated. Y'all don't know, this dude has his hands in everything. In everything. And people, I bet you people didn't even know that he owned grocery stores. The guy owns, he owns more grocery stores than some of the mainstream people. Some of the mainstream folks. He 220 some grocery stores he owns. Man, and they're offering discounts to military families. He knows where the money is. He's chasing the money. And we don't have to necessarily chase him. We can cut the bull off at the horns. We can cut it short. We can do this ourselves. So Mayor Mamdani, shout out to you. Thank you for doing that. We're going to keep this alive. We have operators that are willing to operate, even if we could do it. Where will we put it? And so that was the question I ventured off into before we went to break. And so I'm gonna hit the chat real quick. And Baybar says they have a city of millions of people. Milwaukee's too small to cover that unless the whole state is gonna pay the taxes. Well, welcome to the whole state paying the taxes. Thanks. Cover that budget. Looney said the old Capitol Court. Baybar said 35th and Viper should be the first store. I think that's north side somewhere near Silver Spring area-ish. Looney 504 said, isn't Northridge Mall still vacant? Yes. Baybar said second store, 7th and Atkinson. Yep. So what it could be anywhere. Like, it doesn't have to be a large grocery store, right? It could be a smaller these stores can be smaller. They don't have to be really huge grocery stores. This is not rocket science. 35th and Valit, Baybar says 35th and Valit, yep. So this is not rocket science. This is all a part of a, I don't know why I said Viper either. All this is a part of a plan. All this is a part of a plan. We have to fight food apartheid. It's not called food deserts. We don't have food deserts in Milwaukee. In most cities, there's not food deserts. We're being discriminated against in the city by a systematic disinvestment and bad policy making and segregation. That's what food apartheid is. We're destroying cities bit by bit. Bit by bit. You start taking out the food. You take out the food. And now the gas prices are going to go up. The gas prices are going to go up. If they haven't gone up already, they're probably on their way. In about 5 to 8 days, 4 to 7 days, gas prices are going up. So now you got to spend $10, put in a tank for 2 gallons to get to, or a gallon and a half to get to a grocery store that's made just for you, Woodman's, Far Out, Oak Creek, or on the Waukesha border. Yes. Why don't we just have little old grocery stores? This small grocery store, city-owned property, because the city of Milwaukee and every city owns city-owned property. You can let those properties go, drop for like $100. Come on, move in for $100. We remodel it for however much money, and then we use that as a tax write-off. I don't know how this city government comptroller would be like, man, what are we using a tax write-off for? But tax write-off. And then we move an operator in, and that operator reports back to the city. Plain and simple. Just like how Donald Trump is doing it. Same exact thing. Donald Trump owns 200 and something, 200 plus. They're privately owned military grocery stores offering basically 20% off the groceries. File. Welcome to America. Welcome to America, where being the president wins. If you're the president, you winning. Phone lines open. I want real neighborhoods, real corners. And where's the money coming from? New York's using capital budget dollars. They're trimming other subsidies to fund it. What's Milwaukee's version of found money? TIF districts, county health funding, a philanthropic partner willing to put up real dollars to feed people, because people are going to go hungry. You can't just rely on Feeding America and some of these other places, because they're businesses also, but they're doing great, 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 great work. But we need also grocery stores so people can have a choice and a service. And bigger than that, is a grocery store a basic right, like water service? A government's job to guarantee? Or is that, or am I overreaching into like private business? Winky Blue.
Hey, so what are you suggesting? You suggesting that the government or counties and cities of these states open up grocery stores like Mandani is trying to do, and they supply the store, and they supply the store, they keep the store supplied, and they're basically the proprietors of that store. Is that what you're suggesting, man?
First, I was reporting that Mayor Mamdani had the same problem.
Hey man, Mayor Mamdani stuff is just go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. So So
listen, man.
So they
have. See, all of you young people don't understand this, man. You put the government hand in it, then they start telling you what you can and cannot buy. Mm-hmm. They already dictating the kind of food we should eat, and the food that they're suggesting that's supposed to be healthy is depleted of all nutrients. I mean, the vegetables that they're selling us in these stores and giving to our kids in school are insufficient, man, in nutrients, man.
That's
because
right.
The seeds are radiant. I don't care even if they irradiated. I don't care even if they say that it's organic. If it's not grown from an heirloom seed, then that means that the seed is probably some kind of a genetically modified
organism, right?
One time.
Yeah.
I can't take that corn, ear of corn, and put it in my windowsill, let it dry out, and then next spring grow corn. It won't produce.
So what I'm saying,
it's set up that way, unless you find yourself a reproducing seed like an heirloom seed, which the government is trying to wipe out. So they sell us all of these ideas. Mm-hmm. We're giving you the best nutrients. Hey man, it's all trash.
So
okay?
here's what
the
I'm
government
saying.
Come in,
here's what I'm saying, Winky Blue. Here's what I'm saying, Winky Blue. Let me tell you. Here's what I'm saying. They have 52 grocery stores in New York. I don't know if you've ever been to New York, but like they have 52 large grocery stores. Sometimes some of their grocery stores are double decker and or they're larger.
I've been there, brother.
Okay. Yeah. So like some of their grocery stores are really large. Ours are one level, but I'm just talking about the size, right? So we had about 8 closed down. We already know this. We know this story. What he's suggesting is that the city owns the grocery store, so what they're doing is they're waiving all the property taxes, they're waiving the rent, and they're putting an owner operator of that particular business inside of their building. So they own the building and the land. The city owns the building and the land. The owner operator can be a privately owned operator that reports basically back to the city and also the community. And then they monitor the finances of that particular owner operator.
Why would you want somebody in your business if you're the proprietor and you're putting the money?
Right.
Are they stocking the store? The proprietor will
sign up for this particular assignment. It doesn't mean that they're putting somebody in there.
Who he's going to oversee my income that I'm coming? We already got the IRS and everybody else breathing down our back, man.
They're overseeing are the savings.
Overseeing the savings. What do you
yes.
mean?
So as a business owner, I'm pretty sure you own a business. I have owned a business. But they're overseeing the savings that are passed down to the consumer. So if you are a consumer of a grocery store, Pick and Save, let's say Pick and Save, right? You've been to Pick and Save, of course. And if you own Pick and Save as the owner, you are paying property taxes. You're paying all these other overhead
that's all
costs.
A part of business. That's what keeps it.
Exactly.
That's what keeps the city going, brother. That's what keeps your 911 going. That's what
possibly
keeps, supposedly your school boards running.
Possibly
subsidize some of the big buildings and some of the big factories around the city. I mean, that's what we pay. We pay for our garbage disposal. I mean, we pay. You know, we gotta pay. If you can't afford to pay something, then you should not be a homeowner or a business owner. Just to pick up your trash. Some of our trash is just so egregious that to spend $180 a month on your taxes, $200 a month on your taxes, just to pick up your doggone trash, man.
So if you don't have 8 grocery stores in your community, nobody's getting paid, and nobody's being fed. So in order to replace that area, you have to put something in where somebody is benefiting. And who has to benefit in that particular community if nothing is being done? Like, there's nobody
getting
paid.
Okay, in our case, your mayor could have come in and offered some kind of tax incentives for Walmart leaving. At least sit down and try to negotiate to keep jobs there in the community.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, but
you're
it didn't
right.
happen. But you're suggesting that the government come in, stick his hand in, and you know what they'll do for people that get those Quest cards or what do you call it, those SNAP benefits?
Mm-hmm.
You know what they're doing? They already trying to do it. They will tell them people what they can and cannot buy.
Right.
They will tell them people when they can and cannot shop.
I want you to stay online because I want to hear some more of what you got going on. We're going to continue this conversation. We're going to take a break, okay? Stay on the line.
There's too many of you crying.
Winky Blue, we back, man.
Yeah, hello.
Winky Blue. So, what do you suggest we do? What's your suggestion? What do we do as a city to? I want to hear it here before we move on.
When you get ready to open up, when you're talking about a chain, a grocery store chain, you're not talking about some little corner store stuff, right?
Well, that's what I was about to get into before we took the call, right? So it can be anything.
Well, the thing is in most major inner cities, they'll scream out the word saturated. The area is saturated. We don't want any more of those. We don't want any of that in our community. We don't want any more little corner stores feeding our kids junk food and all of that. And it's your aldermen, our aldermen, black ones, that we send the city off every day all across the country. And they put us out of business, and they allow other people to come in and get our economy. I mean, that's a part of our economy. You know, that's our money that we're spending. And guess what, brother? They'll shut you down. They won't let you operate. They'll let somebody else come in and get that revenue. And they don't even know that that's the power of the people. That money, when you got 25 grocery stores, first of all, we only got about 20 real food chain, black-owned grocery stores in this country. And it's probably, we only got about, 200? I think we only got 20, maybe, man, I had the statistics down pat. We only got a few gas stations, and it's 150,000 gas stations. I bet you we ain't got but 200 of them. That's across the whole country. Mm-hmm. When it comes down to your little grocery stores, that the statistics on that is kind of blurry because, you know, it's a small chain. But when you go to full chain grocery stores, you probably got 20 across the whole country.
But real quick, give me 30 seconds. Then I got to take this next caller. Tell me what in your 30-second view, what should we do?
My 30-second view is to renege, push back against any of that kind of foolishness. It's all government. They want to regulate us, and they want to run things, and they want a communist. They really want a communist. The people that's pushing this is not even from our country. They flee from countries that put that kind of stuff on them, and they over here bringing it to us. Please run from it. When you see it coming, vote against them. Vote them out. Don't beat them in the primary. Don't even let them people in talking that foolish talk.
Okay, 15 seconds. How do we bring groceries back to Milwaukee?
Open the doors up. Talk to your city hall. If you're talking about big chains,
not even big chains. Lead the big chains out. Lead the big chains out.
What'd you say?
Lead the big chains out. How do we bring groceries back to the city of Milwaukee? Give me 15 seconds.
Grocery stores, brother, is a conglomerate. And what you have to do is you have to put dollars together and make it happen. Other than that, we run in this false narrative in our communities being entrepreneur. And we think entrepreneurism is just a one-man show. In some cases, it can be. But when you're really finna do something, it's a conglomerate of people, and that's what you got to do, man. So we is where we at, man. And I appreciate it.
Man, appreciate you too, Winky. Hey, look, you're a good brother. Thank you so much. Al, what's up?
Well, my thing is, if your president wasn't so busy being a trick baby to other countries, maybe y'all could do something. Because it's supposed to be
technology,
first,
baby.
Not Israel first or Argentina. You know, come on now. He giving all the money away like he's a trick. Okay? Now, if you want stuff to change in your neighborhood, y'all got enough liquor stores and enough churches that thou, Father, forgive me for I have sinned for the 30% y'all taking in every Sunday. Maybe all them meat missiles can come together and put a grocery store together in the name of Jesus Christ or whoever y'all choose to follow. And a lot of this stuff we wouldn't be going through if you stop calling your neighborhood hoods and stop stealing from where you sugar honey ice tea at. We don't talk about that neither. And the other thing I don't appreciate when it comes to black people, they make us look like we the help. and we're not the help, and we're not the bottom feeders. So I'm going to put that out there right now. See, every time they think it's something free, they want to put a black face on it. You put them white, do you put them blue-eyed white people face on it for free? Because I don't appreciate it. Okay, every time you come to black people, well, we're gonna give them some food or something. First of all, black people are smart, bright, and intelligent. And if some of them got off their ass and went to work and stopped urinating them babies out, we wouldn't be at the bottom.
What grocery store do you shop at?
I don't shop at nothing in the inner city. I tell you that.
But which one do you, outside of the city do you shop at?
A grocery store.
I mean, which one?
Yeah,
which one? Just
that.
give me
a
like.
A grocery store. It ain't no pick and save. A grocery store.
No. I'm saying like, give me the first letter. You don't have to say it.
A grocery.
We ain't trying to.
I go to C-Max. Put it like that.
Okay. Gotcha.
But look at your inner city grocery stores.
Right.
Look at how they run. Mm-hmm. They're dirty. They on the telephone. They don't give a capital F-U-C. You can say the other letter that comes after G. Mm-hmm. So why would your grocery stores last? You're fighting in the parking lot. It's garbage everywhere. You only got one line open. Look at the shelves. You got to take pride where you work at. Your management is just as good as the toilet paper that goes down your rectum.
Oh, man.
Why is that? Why is it when it comes to us? Why is it when it comes to us, everything got to be so low vibration in the bottom of the barrel? Your grandmothers and mothers didn't live by that. Well, I take that back to some of them are getting the check and they feel that, you know, the 673 in this hood is okay. But a lot of your grandmamas didn't live by that.
Mm.
And some of your grandfathers came down here with no education. And they knew how to take care of their family. They knew how to go to work. And they wasn't sitting there waiting for no 673 and letting somebody nut inside them so they can get an extra $300 on a goddamn check.
Man, you know what? You brought up a really good point. My grandfather came here from the South. Thank you, Al. My grandfather came here from the South, and he knew what to do. Them people knew what to do. What I'm saying, even to Winky and Al, is what are we going to do about the closing of these grocery stores? We got high gas prices about to come down the pipeline. America's bombing the ports of the port cities in Iran, so they done close the oil ports, close the strait, both straits. The oil is about to run out. Oil is about to run out in America. I'm not trying to ruffle any feathers. Yo, that's just my opinion. But from what statistics say, this is what's pretty much coming down the pipeline. How are we going to overcome this particular issue from going from your house to the grocery store and you ain't got no gas and you need to go to the grocery store regularly because you got four or five, six kids or four or five people in the house? We come back. We're going to take some more callers. After this break, stay tuned, don't go to the grocery store yet, but we'll be back in two.